Title: Born on Road. Ableton Live 12 Drone Pad Wash Blueprint for 90s Inspired Darkness. Welcome. In this advanced sampling lesson, I'm going to walk you through building a single playable instrument rack called Born on Road Pad Wash. The goal is a layered, evolving drone pad. Grimy, analog sounding, and rooted in 90s drum and bass aesthetics. We'll use Live 12 stock devices: sampler, wave eatable, grain delay, hybrid reverb, EQ8, saturator, echo, compressor, and map performance macros so the drone behaves like an instrument you can play and automate. What you'll build, you'll create one instrument rack with three macro-controlled layers: raw road texture, a field recording or ambience warped in sampler for grainy movement, analog dark pad, a detuned wave-eatable layer for harmonic body and mid-range grit, sub-wash, a filtered, saturated sine or triangle tone for low-end pressure. You'll set up crossfaded, looped sample zones, randomized micro pitch and loop scan modulation for evolution, and performance macros for dirt, movement, width, low cut and reverb tone. Finally, you'll resample to make a CPU-friendly preset. Before we start, keep a project template with a resampling track and 32-bit float session settings. Use a high buffer during design, and lower it for tracking. Name source tracks SRC Road, SRC Pad and SRC Subtone for clarity. Step A, source selection and prepping. Grab three sources: a field recording, road noise, car passing, gravel or subway rumble, 24-bit/48K preferred, a short synth pad or Juno-style stab for mid-range, and a simple sine or triangle for sub. Drag each sample into its own audio track, and turn warp off initially so you can control things manually. Step B, create the instrument rack skeleton. Create a new MIDI track, insert an instrument rack and open the chain list. We'll make three chains called Raw Road, Analog Pad and Subwash. Step C, Raw Road texture and sampler. Drop sampler into the Raw Road chain and load your SRC Road sample into the zone. Use classic mode for pitched playback. Set a long loop. Loop start around 20-40% in. Loop end near 90%, and enable loop. Set a loop crossfade between 30 and 80 milliseconds to kill clicks and smooth transitions. In pitch, set a slight detune. A value like +8 cents will give tape-ish flavor when mapped later. In filter, choose a 24 dB low pass with cutoff near 2.2kHz and low resonance to keep grit without harsh highs. In the filter envelope, add a small attack, 10 ms, and long decay/sustain to avoid clicks on retriggers. For modulation, map one slow LFO to sampler's loop start with a tiny amount. Think plus or minus 0.5 to 2% of loop length, and a rate around 0.05 to 0.25 Hz. Map a second LFO, phase shifted, to sample pitch for micro pitch drift at plus or minus 612 cents with a rate between 0.1 and 0.6 Hz. On the chain, add EQ8, with a high pass at 40-60 Hz and maybe a gentle dip around 400-900 Hz if it's muddy. Add a saturator with 2.6 dB drive set to analog clip or soft sine to add harmonic grit. Add grain delay subtly, 10-40 ms delay time, small spray and pitch settings, and dry/wet around 10-18% to introduce micro grains. Map grain delay dry/wet to a macro called movement. Step D. Analog dark pad and wave-eatable in the second chain. Load wave-eatable and initialize a patch. Use two oscillators. Oscillator A, a warm wave-eatable set an octave down. Oscillator B, a more aggressive saw-like table, an octave lower with wide detune and 3-7 unison voices for thickness. Route a low-pass MG or 24 dB filter with moderate drive and a cutoff starting around 600-1200 Hz. Set the filter adser with a slow attack, 40-120 ms, and long release of 1-3 seconds for a lush wash. Map a slow LFO or envelope follower to wave-eatable position, so the timbre moves over time. Add another modulator to introduce subtle phase or FM variation. On this chain, put hybrid reverb with short pre-delay, high diffusion, large size and decay between 4 and 8 seconds, tame highs with damping. Add echo with modest feedback and filtering, and an auto filter with a slow LFO breathing the cutoff. Create a parallel dirt send chain that runs through saturator and redux for 90s grit and map it to the dirt macro. Step E, subwash in the third chain. Use wave-eatable or operator as a pure low oscillator, a single sine or triangle. One voice keeps phase coherent. Add a short pitch envelope, 5 to 30 ms attack, to prevent a static DC feeling. Then route through EQ8, with a low shelf boost around 60-80 Hz if needed, glue compressor at a low ratio for gentle control, and a very light saturator, followed by a low pass at 500-900 Hz so the sub remains clean. Map the global low-cut macro to an EQ8 high pass on the whole rack to remove or bring back low-end quickly. Step F. Layer balancing, crossfades and macro set starting chain volumes. Raw Rode -6 dB, analog pad -3 dB, subwash -6 dB. Then adjust by ear. Create rack macros and map these parameters. Movement. Sampler loop start LFO amount and wavetable position LFO amount. Dirt. Saturator drive on raw road and the parallel distortion on the wavetable. Width. Utility stereo width on the wavetable and reverb send bounce. Low cut. The global high pass on the rack. Reverb tone. Hybrid reverb decay and damping. Optionally set chain selector or velocity zone so harder notes favor wavetable harmonics, and softer notes emphasize the raw road texture. Step G. Resampling for CPU efficiency. Create an audio track with input set to resampling. Arm and record 8/16 bar held chords, while you tweak movement and dirt to capture evolution. Consolidate the resampled audio, then load it into sampler on a new chain in the rack. Set loop points. Crossfade the loop and add a slow loop start LFO for extra motion. Keep both the full rack for design and the resampled lighter rack for performance. Step H. Final EQ, sidechain and mix placement after the rack. Add EQ8 and notch any problem mids between 250 and 700 Hz. If you need presence, add a gentle shelf boost in the 26 kHz range. Add glue compressor with a medium attack and release around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds to glue layers. If desired, sidechain the pad with a kick or two-step pattern to duck the pad on downbeats for pocket. Keep the sub mono with utility or by summing below about 100-120 Hz. Save the instrument rack as a preset and use collect all and save when you include external samples. Common mistakes to avoid: don't set loop crossfades too short. It causes clicks. Avoid oversaturating the sub. Keep its harmonics controlled and mono. Don't make everything ultra-wide under 120 Hz. Always include at least two independent low-rate modulators per layer or the pad will sound static. Be cautious cutting 1/3 kHz. Surgical notches are better than broad cuts. And when you're happy, resample. Heavy racks will kill CPU. Pro tips: record multiple resampled takes with different macro positions and round-robin them in sampler, so the resampled instrument keeps evolving. Map velocity to blend the raw road and wavetable levels for expressive playing. Place saturator before or after hybrid, reverb depending on whether you want color tails or general warmth. Use both sparingly. Use micro detune and slow LFO automation to simulate tape flutter. Gate the raw road with an envelope follower so the noise only appears when notes are held. Finally, use hybrid reverbs early/late controls to craft a 90s plate or aux reverb feel. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 40 minutes 1. Import a 15-30-second road recording. 2. Build the raw road sampler chain, loop, crossfade, LFO to loop start and LFO to pitch. 3. Make a wavetable pad with slow wavetable modulation and hybrid reverb set to 5 seconds decay. 4. Add a single sine subwash with slight attack and a mono low pass. 5. Map 3 macros, movement, dirt and reverb tone. 6. Record a 4-bar resample of a held chord while moving movement. Load that into sampler and set it to loop smoothly. Goal: get a 4-bar evolving pad wash plus one resampled playable variant. Recap: you've now built the Born on Road pad wash, a 3-layer instrument rack combining sampled road texture, a detuned wavetable pad and a tight subwash. You added LFO-driven loop modulation and sampler for organic motion, mapped macros for performance, and learned a resampling workflow to make a CPU-friendly instrument. Use macros to create tension across arrangement sections. Keep subs, mono, and save multiple resampled snapshots so the pad stays fresh throughout your track. Extra coach notes decide the pad's role before you design it: constant bid, tension builder, or accent. Prefer 24-bit/48K sources. Normalize, but leave headroom and version your source clips. In sampler, favor loop points placed before transient free material and scale crossfade to loop length. Use at least two modulators per layer with different rates to avoid repetition, and consider envelope followers to make the pad react to drums. When mapping macros, use min/max ranges to create musical, non-linear responses and invert mappings where useful. Resample multiple macro states, label them clearly, and use round-robin playback to preserve motion, while saving CPU. Always check mono compatibility, meter the spectrum and correlation, and add tiny attacks or larger loop crossfades to prevent clicks. Finally, keep two versions for live use, the full design rack for sound tweaking and a frozen or resampled version for low CPU performance. Map movement and dirt to hardware knobs and use conservative ranges on stage. That's the Born on Road blueprint. Build it, resample takes, save versions, and use the macros to sculpt dark, evolving beds that sit under brutal drum and bass mixes. Go make something grimy.